Earlier this morning, we brought you breaking news of the gunman who attacked congressional Republicans as they gathered together on an Alexandria, Virginia baseball field to practice for an upcoming charity game. To continue our coverage on that, our producer Paige Phelps just spoke with Patricia Sullivan, who covers Alexandria news for The Washington Post.
So continuing our coverage, Pat, can you update us on what we know now?
Okay, what we know now is the alleged shooter has died. The very latest news is that the suspect was apparently living in or around Alexandria for the past month and a half to 2 months. He was often seen in the YMCA near the ball field where he allegedly shot all these people this morning. He'd been seen kind of hanging around the ball field. There's a YMCA adjacent to the field. And actually, the former mayor of Alexandria, who also goes to that Y, said he had numerous conversations with him, but about innocuous, things about, what was going on in town that weekend, what's a good restaurant to eat, within walking distance. And the former mayor said that he had noticed him because after he worked out every morning, he would sit in the lobby and just, stare at his laptop, read his laptop. And apparently this morning, Hodgkinson showed up and did his workout at about 7 a.m., finished about 7 a.m., and then, according to the former mayor, walked out and headed towards the ball field. That's the last report we have.
Wow. So any update on where that laptop is?
No, actually, I don't know that.
What about the rumor that he had asked somebody if this was Republicans or Democrats playing? Do we know anything about that rumor?
Well, actually, it's not a rumor. That came from a member of Congress. I believe it was Congress member Duncan, who said that he was, coming off the ball field. He's a member of the team, Jeff Duncan. He's Republican from South Carolina. And he was coming off the ball field and headed back to his office, and a man stopped him and said, "Is this the congressional team?" And he said, "Yeah." And he says, "Are they Republicans or Democrats?" And Congressman Duncan said, "Republicans." And that's all the exchange that they had, and Congressman Duncan got into his car and headed to the Capitol Hill, and that's the last he knew of it until he saw the shooter's picture on social media, and he said, "Oh my gosh, that's the fellow I talked to."
What's the congressional reaction been to this so far?
Pretty much shock, and they're appalled, of course. The Democrats gathered and prayed for their colleagues on the Republican side, and the Republicans also have said it's time to come together. We all need to care about each other in this atmosphere. Everyone's pretty much waiting for the investigation to proceed. The FBI has taken control of this. In addition to the congressman who was shot, a couple of police officers, Capitol police officers, were also shot, as well as at least one legislative aide for one of the members of Congress.
What are you going to follow up on next?
Well, right now we're trying to track down everything we can find out about the suspect. When he arrived in the Washington area, because he's from Belleville, Illinois, had a home inspection business. Belleville's right outside of St. Louis, and he had a home inspection business that was apparently shut down earlier this year, perhaps late last year, and we don't know what drew him to the Washington area.
Well, I know this news has been coming down fast and furious, so thank you so much for your time today.
Of course.